Good morning. This is Moses Stolzfus again, and I'm here to bring the daily inspiration to you from Fountain of Life Ministries and from the Word of God. And many of you may have gotten the little booklet Fountain of Life Ministry from the Fountain of Life Ministry, and you may have gotten you may have read it, you may have not, but this morning I would like to take a little bit of time in this booklet, and I would also like to invite you to the Gospel Tent Meetings on July the 27th through August the 5th, each evening at 7:30. No, it's at 7 o'clock. The evening meetings start at 7 o'clock. And on the 29th, on a Sunday morning, and on the 5th of August, the meeting starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Sunday morning meetings at the tent on the 29th and the 5th. And you're all welcome to attend. And I would urge you to see if you can attend. And there are, in fact, you know, there is transportation available, and we can see that somebody picks you up if you need a ride. If you cannot make it to the if you cannot make it to the tent meetings, they will be recorded, and to listen to them live, you know, you have to dial in at the right time for this number. It's 712-432-8773. And the ID number is 17527. Again, that's 712-432-8773. ID number is the GAP zip code, 17527. Recorded messages, you know, if you can't make it, if you're busy when the message is being preached and you can't make it at that time, you can come back and get the recording at 641-715-3800. And the ID number for that is 229638. So I would really urge you to listen to those messages one way or another. Either be present there or listen to them on the phone. Charles Hamilton is the speaker. He's from Harrison, Arkansas, and he did not grow up Amish or Mennonite. He's from a non-Mennonite background. He's an evangelist, and I believe that he will be speaking the Word of God to us, and he will, I believe that God has something to speak through to us during this week. I believe that God wants to bring revival in our midst, and I would really, you know, I've read many different places of, I've read and heard of stories of revivals from the past, and some of those revivals were really deep revivals where people were convicted on the streets, in the fields, and I just ask you to pray with us that God would bring again what he, that God would again see fit to bring such a revival in our midst, a revival that many, many could be convicted and would be brought to their knees and would come to the Lord Jesus and repent of their sins and live a life of glory to the Lord Jesus. Oh, may that happen once more. And I believe God wants to do it here in our midst, in Lancaster County, if we only bow our hearts. And if we pray, but, you know, God will not visit us if we're not willing to surrender all. We must surrender all if we want God to work in our lives and work in our midst. Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we bow before you in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. We thank you, dear God, that you are God, and you are God of love, of mercy, and truth. And Father, we thank you that you do want to bring revival. And it is man, it is us, that hinders it. But I pray, dear God, that you would touch our hearts this morning, dear God, that we might live a life that is pleasing to you, and that we might be able to storm the gates of heaven with our prayers, and that we can be, that you will be moved and pleased to bring revival in our midst, Lord. We ask you to bring revival, dear God, to touch us. We ask you, dear God, to bring seeking souls to the tent that they might be touched. And I pray, dear God, that the Word of God would reach their hearts and that everyone that comes to the Lord Jesus, everyone that responds to the altar call, would be willing to forsake everything to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. He that does not forsake everything, it says, cannot be my disciple. So, Heavenly Father, this morning I pray that each one of us would be willing to forsake everything to be the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Father, I ask you his favors and blessings this morning in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. May I quote in German the verse that I just quoted to the Lord? Wenn es alles gut geht, da kann nicht mehr jünger sein. How many times have we heard that preached in the Amish church? Wenn es alles gut geht, da kann nicht mehr jünger sein. So what does it mean? He that does not forsake everything cannot be my disciple. What does it mean? Does it mean that we have to just have an auction and sell everything and give it to the poor? Well, for some people it may mean that. But I believe that it has a much deeper meaning than that. I believe that in our heart, we must surrender everything and allow the Lord Jesus to be Lord of our life. Allow the Lord Jesus to be Lord of our business. Allow the Lord Jesus to be Lord of our marriage, of our family, of our children, of all of our possessions. So what does it mean to give up everything and follow the Lord Jesus Christ? It means that we are not ashamed of the gospel. It means that we will walk with him, and we will open our mouth for him. It means that we will be faithful in sharing the gospel as we go in and as we go out. It means that we will, when we meet someone, we will share the gospel. And we will count the gospel and the ministry of the gospel of greater value than our possessions. It means that we will count the Lord Jesus and the ministry of the gospel and the caring for other people and the blessing of other people and the all those things will be so much more important than our work, than our possessions, and than our business, our whatever it may be. We need to we need to make time every day for daily devotions, to read the Word of God, and allow the Word of God to take root in our hearts, and to that our hearts would be so full of the Word of God, and so full of the love of Jesus, that it would just overflow. You know, when we fill a glass jar with rocks, pebbles, and we fill it full, and we say, that jar is full. But you know what? If we put some water in it, if we put it under a spigot, there'll be a lot of water that can go in there yet. And then that water will fill it up. It'll fill up the cracks, and it'll overflow. And that's the way the Word of God is. If we allow the Word of God, you know, maybe there's some pebbles in our heart, but if we allow the Word of God to fill up all those cracks, and then continue to the Word of God to pour into our hearts, and allow that water to continue to flow, it will overflow. And where does it go? It goes out to other people. It goes out and it waters the land. It will make fruitful the land. And so that's the way we should be. We should be overflowing with the Word of God, and as we go, it should touch other lives. And that's exactly the way it did back there in the book of Acts, when the apostles preached there, and the Word of God touched many lives. And from there, the other lives that were touched, they started to overflow, and they went out, and the gospel was spread. You know, if each one of us would just reach one person per month, and we would make a disciple, we would share the gospel with one person per month, and we would teach that person to do the same. You know, how soon would the world be set on fire for the Lord Jesus? The world would be changed one by one. And so let us get excited about the Word of God. And earlier this week I had talked about raising children, and I was going to get into the fact that if we got distracted somewhere, but if we have 10, let's say we have 10 children, and each of those 10 children have 10 children, and they're all being raised for the Lord Jesus, and there'll be, okay, we have 10 children, our children each have 10, that is 110 people that we can influence for the Lord Jesus. And if we raise a godly family, how beautiful that will be, because now we have not only me to preach the gospel, but we have 110 other people that can be faithfully preaching the gospel as they go. And now you do that one more time, and now all of a sudden you have 1,110, maybe. I'm not sure the exact number there. But you multiply that by 10, and after a while, you have millions of people to take the gospel to the lost world. If we, as parents, do our job, and we teach our children to follow the Lord Jesus and to not be ashamed of the gospel, and we pray, we faithfully pray for them, that for our children and our grandchildren, that they would grow up to serve the Lord Jesus and to be faithful to Him. Oh my, this week has gone by so fast. I do want to just encourage you to take a look at the Fountain of Life booklet that may have arrived in your mailboxes yesterday, or earlier this week, I should say, and or maybe it just did arrive yesterday. I don't know when it arrived, but anyway, there's many of these Fountain of Life booklets went out, and they hopefully you got one. If you didn't, and it talks about the title on the front of the book says, "I look forward to meeting Jesus, my Redeemer." That comes from Titus 2:13, and it also comes from the evening prayer, I believe it is. It is found in the popular evening prayer from the German prayer book, and Titus 2:13, and it says, "I look forward to meeting Jesus, my Redeemer." In German, it says, "Wenn morgen auf die selige Hoffnung und Erscheinung der Herrlichkeit des großen Gottes und unseres Heilandes Jesu Christi." The English version would be, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." You know, I didn't realize, I mean, when I was growing up, I heard those words over and over again. My dad was very faithful in, he would gather the family together and he would read out of the prayer book almost every evening before we went to bed. And, you know, I heard those words so often. And I wondered, well, what does it mean? I don't see anybody that is looking forward to the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what do these words mean? It was so puzzling to me. But when I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, then I could look forward to meeting the Lord Jesus Christ, my Redeemer. And I could with joy look forward to that time when Jesus returns to, and I can be with him for eternity. And so I would just encourage you to read this booklet and read Brother Marlon's testimony and how he walked with the Lord Jesus and how the Lord Jesus walked with him through how the Lord Jesus was faithful, how God was faithful in the suffering and death of Marlon's beloved wife of 5 years. They were married for 5 years, and his wife died of cancer. But through that, Marlon received a blessing. And his wife, Sadie Ann, was looking forward. She was just couldn't wait to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus. And so let us all make sure our lives are in tune with the Lord now so that we can have that blessed hope and we can look forward to the day when Jesus returns. God bless you all, and I hope this week was a blessing to you. And I hope that not only the words that I said, but I hope that it is an encouragement to you to dig into the Word of God and to get these beautiful nuggets out of the Word of God. And I don't want to take up more time. I've already taken more time than I should have. And may the Lord Jesus bless you and guide you and be with you as you serve Him. And if you have not yet served Him, I pray that you would repent and come to the Lord Jesus for forgiveness of sin, that you would confess your faults, and that you would be able to find some godly man or woman, and you would be able to confess your faults and repent of your sins, and you would fall at the foot of the cross and allow the rock, Lord Jesus, to grind you to powder that you may be resurrected in newness of life. And that you may experience the beauty of holiness. You may experience in this life the glory of walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. So may God be with you and keep you and bless you. Amen.